are demanding immediate and unconditional release of Joshua Chizambere and the rest of the unarmed protesters that took into the streets to protest against the rampant corruption, institutionalized incompetence, and outright incompetence and arrogance on the part of the ruling elite. It is surprising that they had to assault all the 30 peaceful protesters. Mind you, this is the same police that is known for the song that they don't have adequate resources to carry out their day-to-day endeavors in trying to make Malawi a safer place for the lives of Malawians and their property. But this time around, they moved in swiftly to arrest these people, not only arresting them, but assaulting them to an extent that Joshua Chizambere, the lead organizer, had his phone damaged. Therefore, he is incommunicado.
Let me ask you, please. There have been these demonstrations all over Malawi. Now, what do you say to some Malawians who say you need to give the president a chance to fulfill his promise to the people, what he said he would do? And what do you also say to people who say that the demonstrations are causing property damage?
If there is a time when Malawi has witnessed demonstrations that damage the root of property and lives of Malawians, it was during the time when Donald Chakwera and his alliance government were in the opposition. And one of those people that was known for these destructive demonstrations has been rewarded by a ministerial position. Now, today to say that the demonstrations are destructive, it marks high-level hypocrisy. At the same time, if it were that things were okay, if it were that Malawians they have been governed the way they expected, Malawians could not have been flooding the streets. Every time when the people are going to protest, it means there is an issue. They have got a grievance.